You're listening to WNRN. Hello, it's Amber. A little later than the afternoon than usual because we have a special guest today. I'm joined with Brent Cobb. Hi, Brent.
Hello there.
Nice to see you today on this beautiful fall day in Charlottesville.
It is a beautiful fall day in Charlottesville. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank y'all for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. And for those wanting to see Brent tonight, well, he'll be performing in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater. Shows at 8, doors at 7. And I have lots of questions about the new album Southern Star and about your origin story and so much. But first, can we kick it off with a song?
Let's do it. This is the title track of the new album. It's called Southern Star. You know, when you're growing up, you get lost out there. Folks say if you ever get lost, you look for the Northern Star, and it'll guide you home, give you direction. But I'm from South Georgia, so I look for the Southern Star. Under the Southern Star, I heal all of my scars. As cicadas sing, ain't it the sweetest dream? Winding cut to binds, untangled of my man. Happy beloved is my home, sweet home. I've been adrift down most highways, I've been lost at sea. But there's one thing this world could never take from me. No matter how far I go, no matter how deep the dark, I know I can always count on the Southern Star. How do I define all those good old times, way on way back when, rowdy and full of friends, bitter but mostly sweet, a temporary treat, wish somebody told me so I'd have known. I've been adrifted down most highways, I've been lost at sea. There's one thing this world could never take from me. No matter how far I go, no matter how deep the dark, I know I can always count on the Southern Star. Oh, I've been adrift down most highway, I've been lost at sea. But there's one thing this world could never take from me. No matter how far I go, no matter how deep the dark, I know I can always count on the Southern Star. Under the Southern Star, I heal all of my scars. As cicadas sing, ain't it the sweetest dream? Winding cut to binds, untangled of my man. Happy beloved is my home, sweet home. Happy beloved is my home, sweet home.
That's Brent Cobb, live at WNRN. Title track from the new album, Southern Star. That feels like a love letter to
it is
Georgia.
It's a little bit of that. I write a lot, you know, about where I'm from, but it just so happens where I'm from is very musically rich in history, you know. I'm from right around the Macon, Georgia area, home of Little Richard, Otis Redding. Obviously, the Allman Brothers, you know, did a lot of work there. That song is, I wanted to shine a light on that area, of not just because I'm from there, but because of so many cool things come from there musically that have heavily influenced the world of music, you know. And I also feel like my buddy Rowdy Jason Cope of the Steelwoods, I don't know if y'all have any of their music here, but he's one of the first people, friends I made outside of South Georgia when I moved to LA in 2005 2006. And Rowdy had a lot of influence on a lot of the music that's happening now, this independent country scene that is now flourishing 20 years later, you know. And And I think that in his time, he may not have been known as a superstar. A lot of folks may not know who he is. But if he was nothing else, he was a Southern star. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like maybe that's where I'm at in my career as well.
So you are back home in Georgia, and for this album, recorded in Macon with Georgian artists.
That's right.
How did that process go? Also, your first time recording your full-length album.
Producing it.
Producing. That's exactly what I meant.
Well, it was, luckily I had some friends of mine that I was able to experiment on first as a producer. And so
nice.
I you know, that helped, but then also I don't really speak the language of music. Like a lot of musicians know how to read charts and number systems and that sort of thing. And I sort of developed my own language in order to articulate what I needed in the studio. And, you know, other than that, I just tried to make it feel like home. And feel like where I'm from and kind of laid back, a little funky, a little rock, a little roll, a little country, a little soul, all Southern.
Southern eclectic.
That's what I say,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not Americana, not country, but your own vibe. We love it. Well, we'd love to hear something else from the record. And before so, would you introduce who's accompanying you today?
Yep, this is Matt Mann McDaniel. No, 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 Matt Mann. Matt and I have been playing together for over a decade. Yeah, and often, like, he's wore almost every hat you could wear in the band. And but more than anything, he's a wonderful guitar player, wonderful songwriter, great singer, and a good friend. And, yeah, Matt Mann McDaniel. From Georgia also, by the way, might I add.
Keeping it in Georgia today.
Yeah, you want to do another one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, this is it's called Living the Dream. I wonder if I should tune real quick before we do this.
We're enjoying Brent Cobb live in the WNRN studio tonight, taking the stage at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. Doors are at 7, shows at 8. There's a new album out called Southern Star. He's on the tour for it right now. And we'll get into his origin story after this next song, Living the Dream.
Right, Living the Dream. This is, you know, it's just about that old saying, living the dream. Or is it? Is there something more? Is it deeper? Who knows? He's probably only writing about his hometown. Here come another morning sun. Ain't got a whole lot, but I'm getting it done. I step out, this cold world shouts, but don't nobody know what they're talking about. This old scene's on a slow lean. Am I the only one who knows? I'm living the dream. It ain't as hard as it seems. There's no phone line, so I make conversation with the warm sunshine. I'm dim lit, lit, picking on a brand new tune with the same old lick. And it's blues, pinks, a half full drink, the house and the kitchen sink. I'm living a dream. It ain't as hard as it seems. It kind of feels like this whole thing's a smoke screen. It don't know me a doggone thing. Dream. When the lights glare, I might stare, sifting through the pictures of a nightmare. Freeze frame, see page 5-4 tickets to a trip that brand. Hey, third eye, the covert spot. I figured out what now, why I'm living the dream. It ain't as hard as it seems. Kinda feel like this whole thing's a smoke screen, but it don't know me a doggone thing. Oh, I'm living a dream. We're good people, we assume good. Whatever gonna happen, gonna be what it should. And bad people, we assume bad. Whatever gonna happen ain't forever gonna last. Maybe good people and bad people are all just mother-loving people. People, hold tight, don't bite. We can all get with it on a Saturday night. Like what you say, you wanna come play? We can do it like we did way back in the day. I just live in a dream. It kind of feels like this whole thing's a smokescreen, but it don't know me at all.
We're living the dream. Brent Cobb, WNRN, Charlottesville tonight. You can see him live at the Jefferson Theater. Thanks to you and Matt. That sounded real good. You'll hear it in the mix here at WNRN. We're talking about his new album, Southern Star, but I'd like to go back to your debut LP really quickly, and because I heard a great story about you going to a funeral for your great aunt and meeting a cousin, Dave Cobb, and then that led to him producing your first album. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How'd that go?
Yeah, I had a great aunt. My great aunt Christine passed away, and I had to be a pallbearer in her funeral. And I was about 17, 18 or so, and at this funeral, my whole family is musical, and so word got around the funeral that we had this distant cousin of ours that was a big-time L.A. record producer. And at the time, Dave Cobb wasn't quite the world-renowned producer like he is now, but he was always just as great as he is now. And anyway, so at the funeral, I was it was his grandmother who had passed away, and we were hanging out afterwards out, you know, under a pecan tree or something, and I kind of arrogantly, because I was young, you know how you are when you're like 17, you think you know it all, and I was like, well, so I hear you're a big time producer, what have you produced, man? And he was like, well, I did this and that, and then also I just did this Shooter Jennings Put the O Back in Country album.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's all me and my buddies were listening to, you know, was that album. And it was the stuff you didn't hear on like huge radio that, you know, is just like a beer commercial all the time. and it was cool country music, and it blew my mind that he had produced that. And so shamelessly, my grandmother gave him a copy of this little 6-song demo of these songs I had written, and that's what started it all. He took it back to LA, and the story is that on the way to the airport, his wife was like, let's listen to your little cousin's demo, and he was like, no. Which you could imagine, right? It makes sense. I wouldn't have listened to it either. But she talked him into it. And a couple of days later, I was working for a tree service crew at that time, and didn't have a cell phone or anything. I was still living at my folks' house. And I'd just gotten off work, and me and my buddy had partook in I don't know, extracurriculars after work.
It's legal here. It's cool.
Oh, cool. We had just smoked one. And about that time, the wall phone, you know, remember the old wall phones? It rings. I answer it, and it's Dave. And he goes, hey, it's your cousin Dave. We met at Grandma's funeral. And, man, I listened to your demo, and I got Shooter sitting here with me. We want to fly you to L.A. and record an album.
Wow.
And it was like something. I was looking at my buddy sitting at my mom and dad's kitchen table, and I was just mouthing like, holy, you know, I couldn't believe that it was happening. And yeah, that's what started all of it.
And 20 years in.
I know, that's why I tell a half joke that it's only taken me nearly 20 years to get to the bottom of my career, and I'm just glad to be here.
Well, we think you're a real Southern star here, and we'd love to hear another song if you've got one for us.
I guess I'll do Patina. By the way, for all of you out there in Radio Land, it's tonight's show is the full band. Me and Matt are just in here in the studio because it's fun to do this sometimes. Make sure we still know each other as well as we think we do. Anyway, my wife wrote this next song. I'd been out on the road for about a month and was missing home. And after a show, I was missing my kids. And sometimes I can get heady and wonder, you know, if I'm doing everything, am I being the best dad I can be, and all that, being gone so much. And I was talking to my wife after the show and telling her that I kind of was getting out there, and she said, I'm going to send you a song. She's not really a songwriter. She's a pharmacist by trade, but she's a wonderful songwriter. She's just not pursuing it as a career. She's much smarter than I am. She's got great taste in music. And she said, I'm going to send you the song that I wrote a few weeks ago. She was going through a moment, and it helped her. And she sent me this song, and it brought me just right back down to earth. And it's called Patina. It goes like this. I got one hand on the wheel and one on your thigh. You got a way that makes my heart feel like it's flying. The wind that rolled down and I hear the wind whipping by. Country playlist so sad by the ear, the stereo should be crying. Where do we come from? Where do we go? Answers to questions we may never know. All I know is we got right now. We're all chasing for something, place in the sun. Like time and the tide, life don't wait on no one. All I know is we got right now. I got one foot on the gas and one near the clutch. If we get to rolling too fast, life will downshift on us. For worse or for better, and all of the weather there comes. We've been together so long, we put patina on love. Where do we come from? Where do we go? Answers to questions we may never know. All I know is we got right now. We're all chasing for something, a place in the sun. Like time in the tide, life don't wait on no one. All I know is we got right now. Oh, we got right now. I got one hand on the wheel and one on your back. You got a way that makes my heart feel like it's flying.
Brinkhoff at WNRN. Patina from the new album Southern Star. Absolutely beautiful. Kudos to Mrs. Cobb for writing it. Tonight, Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. If you want to hear full band live, starts at 8, doors at 7. Go to the Jefferson Theater's website or their box office for tickets and details. Thanks to everyone that made the session happen today. We have Graham Engineering Audio and Video, Dez on a camera. We've got Ella from our internship, Michaelin on photography, Kirsten's here, and tour manager Davis in the studio too. We're jam-packed today. It's been a lot of fun.
May I add that Christina Murray is opening the show tonight.
Of course.
She's so good. She's been around. I lived in Nashville for 10 years. I know she's lived in Nashville longer than I lived there. And she is so wonderful. And everybody should show up early to listen to her because she's also a Georgia gal. And she's amazing. Really good.
We're all from Georgia tonight. Go see Christina Murray.
We're not
Brent Cobb. Yeah. It's we're going to transport to Georgia at the Jefferson
right.
Theater. Thanks for listening to WNRN, your in-studio session supported by Blue Mountain Brewery. And you can find this up in a couple days at WNRN.org. Thanks for the time, Brent.
Thank y'all very much for having me.